All right. We're on. I'm going to hold back for just 1 minute exactly to start the video so that some people can get on, because I really want to share with them some really cool things. So do me a favor real quick. Let me know if you're having an awesome day. I know it sounds crazy because I want to do this. There are a lot of days that we have bad days, and it's up to us to make a change if it's going to be a good day or a bad day. So type one if you're having a good day. Type two if you're having a bad day, but type 2.5 if you're having a bad day, but you're going to make the decision right now to make it a good day. Shrug off whatever the heck's going on around you and say, I got to sort of wake up and let's go and rock this. All right, here we go. It's a minute. So here we go. Hey, everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you are doing great. This is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the truth about the retail numbers that just came out on Wall Street. And I'm going to completely shatter some paradigms, some thoughts, some belief systems. Because today, retail sales grew a little bit. Not as much as expected, but they grew a little bit. And I'm going to completely shatter what you think about the stock market, because it's data like that came out today. And this is quite boring things. You know, you got to sit there and go, really, we're going to talk about retail sales? Well, once you learn very small facts about how the stock market works, why it goes up or why it goes down, you'll completely understand what's happening right now and what's coming in the future. And then we're going to talk about the dumbest comment I could have ever. Well, no, let's just dive right into the dumbest comment I could have gotten today. Somebody commented, and it doesn't hurt my feelings at all, how can you have such a big channel and grow so many subscribers when you have been wrong all along? You have said the stock market is crashing and that, can't remember the stupid comment. Oh, and it is up 25% since you've said that. So I'm going to answer that question, because I'm going to tell you what I answered him. I said, it's because everything I told everybody I was buying is up way more than 25%. See, the fact of the matter is people don't understand value and how things grow or go down. And this is what I've always said. And type four, if you remember this, there is a stock market crash coming. I cannot tell you when, but when it happens, it will catch people completely unaware. You will see very small signs of when it's coming, and they're happening right now. I've said this for 3 years. I know it sounds crazy, but stock market crashes take a while to build up and then come down. I said, however, most people will be fooled, because right now we're living through a time of an inflationary wave, which also causes the stocks to rise because the dollar falls. And I said, there's things to hedge against that. All right. So that's the truth. And I've been saying this whole time. And I also remind everyone, we've seen the stock market indexes fall about 50% twice since the year 2000. And whoever thinks that it can't happen a third time, I have to say, as a complete moron, they should probably just go sit, suck their thumb, have some chalk, draw a circle around themselves, and go vote for Biden. But that's just how I feel. Type five if you agree with that. All right. Oh, type six if you don't like typing numbers, and then just turn off the video. It's that simple. Oh, and I had to also tell that guy one thing. Why are you still watching me? He's a nutball. All right, cool. So we're going to dive into these retail numbers. This is out of CNBC, and then I'm going to show you where all this is fake. May retail sales rise 0.1%, weaker than expected. So that's bad news, right? But a lot of people would read that headline and go, retail sales are still rising, consumers still buying. Nope, it's not true. It says retail spending was weaker than expected in May as consumers continued to wrestle with stubbornly higher levels of inflation. Sales rose just 1% on the month, 0.1 percentage point below the Dow Jones estimate, according to a Commerce Department report Tuesday. That is adjusted for seasonality, catch this, but not inflation. However, the result was slightly higher than the downwardly revised 0.2% decline in April. Let me ask you this. Type yes or no. If you remember a while back, I told you, it was about a year and a half ago, I said, these data people, statisticians or whatever you want to call them, we're going to start front running bad news. And so what they would do is they say, hey, we're expecting a decline of this. And then, ooh, it declined, but not as bad as we thought. And it was bad news is good news scenario. So you guys all remember me saying that? All right. I don't see any yeses, but I'm just going to go with it because I was talking about it forever. And so you have to sort of read between the lines. And when you see the jargon talk, because this is my third economic cycle. I mean, this ain't my first rodeo. I've been following these cycles for now. This is the third. So since the year 2000, I've been studying like crazy. And I went back into time, went back in the past and studied how the Fed governor spoke, how the media ran media cycles around economic indicators or cycles. And you come up with the same information. Well, check this out. It gets a little better. It says on a year-over-year basis, again, we're talking about retail sales. Sales rose 2.3%. That's freaking awesome. We should get the Lego guys out in Lincoln and sing Everything is Awesome. You're welcome. That song is now in your head. The sales number was worse when excluding autos with a decline of 0.1% against the estimate of a 0.2% increase. That makes sense because who's got money to buy overly priced cars, right? Moderating gas prices helped hurt receipts at gas stations, which reported a 2.2% monthly decline that was offset somewhat by a 2.8% increase at sporting goods, music, and bookstores. You're like, wait a minute, how do people have money to be going out right now when food and fuel, food and energy are going up, they're skyrocketing? Who's got money to go get sporting goods or music and bookstores, right? Stand by, I'm going to blow your mind. It says online outlets reported a 0.8% increase, while bars and restaurants saw a 0.4% decline. Well, that's interesting. Less people drinking. Furniture and home furnishing stores also reported a 1.1% drop. All right. Now I want you to think about this. Bars and restaurants dropped. Furniture and home furnishing stores reported a 1.1% drop. Okay, two things. Everyone's cutting out restaurants because it's getting too darn expensive, right? $18 Big Macs and all that kind of stuff. And then furniture and homes, well, we're seeing a massive decline in the amount of homes sold. Matter of fact, last year, the same amount of homes sold, almost to the exact number as the homes sold in 2008, right? When everything was really bad. So I should tell you something. So that makes sense. There's less furniture. There's less moving around. There's less remodeling, okay? But yet you see that sporting goods, music, and bookstores saw an increase. Well, first, I want to explain something to you before I blow your mind. I know I've done that three times. Those are cheaper items, would you all agree, than the amount of food you would normally spend going out to eat or furniture, right? Sporting goods, you know, a tennis racket. I'm talking about things like that. We've seen, I did a story a little while ago about Bass Pro Shops where the CEO came out and said, we're going to focus on the cheaper consumer goods because the consumer doesn't have the money for expensive goods. So when it comes to sporting goods, don't think about a kayak or something big. Think about something small, all right? Cheaper. All right, it says the report comes with investors on edge about the direction of the economy. So the media already knows that everybody's got that gut feeling, right? Hey, type the number 7 if you had a gut feeling that something wasn't right, even if you didn't do something about it in 2006, 2007, 2008, you're like, something's not right. Media hadn't come right out and told you we're in a recession, everything's going to crap, you're all losing your jobs, right? A good percentage of the country. Second to the Great Depression, things were bad, but you had this gut feeling. So type 7 if you had that gut feeling, but you didn't do anything about it, right? But you're like, oh, I knew it. You know, you go to the conversations at the barbecues and the family parties, and you're like, this can't hold on forever. That would be what a lot of people would say. All right. So now we just talked about these retail sales. I broke down the differences in the percentages and how they're front running these numbers with bad data. So it doesn't, like, the current bad data doesn't seem as bad. So now we're going to show you the definition of or how retail sales are calculated. Again, because we're talking about retail sales came out not as good as hoped, but it's still a positive number. And people are like, how are people still spending? All right. I'm going to give you two definitions of how or show you two ways. Retail sales data is calculated by summing up the total revenue generated from the sale of goods or services to individual consumers in a specific period, whether it be monthly or quarterly. Okay. So this is what I want you to understand. When inflation is affecting everything, And there's two different ways that inflation hits the retail consumer and they don't see the second one. First off, prices go up. That makes sense, right? Inflation rises because the cost of goods go up. You buy an apple today at a dollar, tomorrow it's a dollar one. It went up 1%. All right. Here's the other way it goes up, and this is the stealth way. And Walmart was just busted for this a while back, where people are going on TikTok and X and they were taking photos of a rollback price that said, hey, $2.97, it's on sale. And then the Walmart employees that you would lift up and the old price tag was still there. And it was, instead of the sale color, I don't remember the sale color, is it red? It would have the yellow sales tag and it would say $2.97. And it was a deceitful retail practice where, and it was just due to laziness because the employees put the new sale price up for that week because they're given a form or an email that shows all of the SKUs and the new prices. And then the computer prints out the new label and they would just slide it up there. All right. So they would sit there and they were busted for deceitful practices because that item wasn't on sale. But what you were doing was you were trying to convince, confuse, or deceive the retail, the consumer into buying it now because it's on sale. You better buy it now before tomorrow. And so that's one way. We've also, I told you about how the biggest home sellers in the country are actually putting sold signs. I know this from one of my insiders. They're putting sold signs on every other home in a development, scaring the people to go and buy a house now because these are already halfway sold. And then they would take those sales signs off and go, oh, that one fell out of escrow. And no one would ever know. They would never know unless you're in the sales business that this happened because nobody knows who bought that house in the first place. So someone else moves in 2 months later. You just think that was the sold sign associated with it, but it's deceitful practices. But here's the way that they really do it. Normally, let's say Walmart would always run a sale on TVs. They would be normally $2,000. They'd run a sale at $1,495. So right under $1,500. Well, then what they do is that sale price now is $1,600 or $1,700. And what people don't realize is the sales aren't as deep. So what people are doing is they're paying more dollars for goods. On average, let's say Walmart sells 1 million TVs a year in a good time or bad. The only thing that calculates the retail sales data is how much was the average TV sold for. So when you see retail sales grew, it's because you're paying more for the items. Now, honest truth, type 8, if that sort of blows your mind, if you get it, you're like, holy cow. So this is all fake. So when you come out and you say, how is the stock market rising? Well, first you have to understand that the stock market goes up based off of algorithmic trader, algos, bots, okay? They're based off of news. And so when the news comes out and says retail sales grew 0.1%, they go, it's better than losing. Let's go buy more stuff. And what they don't see, and this is what I want to do to change your paradigm, which will ultimately change your life because it will bring you in wealth because you'll see these cycles and you'll be pivoting and moving ahead of time to position yourself, right? You see the truth behind the veil. This is why I was talking about, you know, and I've said this and I'll say this over again, because like that one guy with the stupid comment today telling me how the stock market's grown 25%, and I've been saying it's going to crash. Yeah, it's going to crash. It is going to go down in value. Do I know when? Heck no, I don't. But everything I've been buying has been going up way more than 25%. I think when I first started the channel, I started talking, hey, you guys might want to buy some silver. It was $14 an ounce. It's sitting at around 30. It's went up 100%. But that tool, that it's actually more than 100%, that moron that puts a comment out, and trust me, it doesn't hurt my feelings, has no concept. And so, I mean, shoot, if you look at just the price of silver and gold since January, I mean, how you liking that? How do you like the Bitcoin price? I think when we started the channel, it was at what, $3,500, $4,000. How do you like me now? That's a great song. Here you go. There's got that one in your head. So, And this is the other thing I tell people. I said, during a stock market crash, crypto is going to fall. Gold and silver prices are going to fall. And I'm going to get bad comments about that. You said that this was going to save us. Nope, never said that either.
Yeah, I should probably go through a video.
But see, that's the thing. Most people don't understand that. This game, and it is a game, please understand that, is as everything's coming down from inflation to now a deflationary cycle is you want to hold on to as much value, as much net worth as possible, and your credit score, and be clear-minded and organized. Because everyone else that didn't think about it, they lose everything. They go into bankruptcy or they go into late pays, so they can't qualify for new loans. And since this entire economy is built on debt, that's it. You want to be in a position to go buy all their crap at really cheap prices. And guess what? You're going to need debt to do it. But you're going to want to do it well, do it smart. You do it structured. You have it, the debt. The loans are taken out by companies that you own. I know it sounds crazy. You don't want to be a business owner. Well, an LLC isn't what you think. It's instead of using your social security number, you're going to use an EIN number. And you're going to do it all legal. And you're going to be crushing it. And you're going to all of a sudden think like an elite person. Look, here are the facts of the matter. You want to know why this channel is growing big? It's because you are awesome. You don't care about something fancy. You don't need fancy editing, fancy clothes. You don't need some guy all ripped in muscles, you know, telling you to get a six pack or you're not going to be successful. They're all fake. And I'm telling you, that's all they got. You don't need that to be successful. All you need is the truth. And let me ask you this, type 10 if you're a truth seeker, or just hashtag truth. If that's all you care about, that's all I care about. I just want to get to know all the most amazing people in the world. And like most of them are sitting right here in this room, and the room's going to get bigger. And you know what? I'm going to do this, a shout out. I'm going to put a link to my newsletter. It's free. Sign up for it if you can. And it keeps you updated on videos that come out. And you can see a list of videos that come out every day and go, I don't want to watch that. I'll watch this one. Maybe the dude's going to have cardboard. I don't know, but it'll keep you informed. And you have to worry about all the notifications that YouTube's not pushing out anymore. And that's okay. We're going to fight them another way, because we're just going to win, baby. We're just going to keep winning. And the other thing is, I'm going to start doing a lot more Q&As, because it's more structured, because I have a group of people that help me. Now I'm going to do free Q&As on anything from crypto to silver to, we're going to do all kinds of different Q&As, real estate. And that's where I just email everyone from the email list. And I go, hey, if you want, register for the free Zoom, and we'll put 1,000 people in there and we'll just ask questions for an hour. And I found a lot of really cool people and things that are ways to help people, give them the information that I can't do here. So if you want, there's the link. It'll be down in the comment section in a second. I hope you guys have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.